Washington, this is VOA News. Iraqi Prime Minister leaves office. Israel-Gaza truce holding. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Embattled two-term Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says he is stepping aside and will support his nominated replacement. Mr. Maliki was under enormous international pressure to step down. He announced his decision late Thursday in a nationally televised address, pledging his full support for nominee Haider al-Abadi. Mr. Maliki had rapidly lost the support of the international community and is widely accused of failing to unite Iraq's various factions during his eight-year tenure. President Barack Obama says U.S. airstrikes have broken an Islamic militant group's siege on a mountain in Iraq where civilians have sought refuge. Mr. Obama said Thursday he does not believe an additional operation would be needed to evacuate the refugees targeted by the Islamic State, or ISIL, for being members of Iraq's religious and ethnic minority. While on vacation in Massachusetts, President Obama said U.S. airstrikes against the Islamic State would continue if the Sunni extremist group threatened U.S. personnel or facilities.
We will continue airstrikes to protect our people and facilities in Iraq. We have increased the delivery of military assistance to Iraqi and Kurdish forces fighting ISIL on the front lines. And perhaps most importantly, we are urging Iraqis to come together to turn the tide against ISIL, above all by seizing the enormous opportunity of forming a new, inclusive government under the leadership of Prime Minister-designate Abadi.
President Obama has ruled out sending combat troops back into Iraq. Millions of people in the Gaza Strip in southern Israel Thursday enjoyed an extension of a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Egyptian mediators brokered a five-day extension of an existing truce to allow for more negotiations in Cairo aimed at reaching a deal to end the war in Gaza. The extension began at midnight Wednesday and is holding despite a brief overnight exchange of rockets and airstrikes. There were no reported casualties. Heavy shelling was reported in rubble-controlled parts of eastern Ukraine Thursday. The Donetsk City Council reported that two people were killed and two shopping centers and a house damaged in shelling that hit near the city's center. It also reported a fire on the grounds of an oil storage facility. The Donetsk Regional Health Department reports that 74 civilians have been killed and 116 wounded in fighting throughout the region over the past 3 days. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country will do everything in its power to stop the conflict in eastern Ukraine, which is raging between pro-Russian separatists and Ukrainian armed forces. VOA's Gabe Joslow reports.
In an address to Russian lawmakers Thursday, President Putin expressed his concern about the growing crisis in eastern Ukraine, saying the country has fallen into chaos and warning of a major humanitarian catastrophe. But Ukrainian leaders accused Russia of continuing to send supplies to rebels fighting in eastern Ukraine through the porous border between the two countries. In a further escalation of tensions, a convoy of some 300 Russian trucks, said to be carrying relief aid to residents of the east, made its way to a rebel-controlled area of the border. Ukraine and its allies have voiced suspicion that the Russian humanitarian convoy could be a guise for further military intervention in the east. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Kharkiv, Ukraine.
Korean Air announced suspension of air travel to Kenya as of August 20th as a measure to prevent the spread of the Ebola virus. The first airline to take similar action was a Dubai carrier, Emirates, which suspended air travel to Guinea on August 2nd. The World Health Organization says it does not recommend a ban on air travel to and from Ebola-affected countries in West Africa. Lisa Schlein has more.
The World Health Organization does not endorse a ban on travel or trade. It says air travel, even from Ebola-affected countries, poses an extremely low risk of transmission of the disease. WHO Director of Alert and Response, Isabel Nuttall, says Ebola is not airborne like influenza or tuberculosis. She says the Ebola infection is passed on only through direct contact with a sick person's body fluid, such as blood, vomit, sweat, or diarrhea. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Obama says the United States is committed to working with Sierra Leone, Liberia, and its other international partners to help contain the Ebola outbreak. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.